Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Jazz.
Hey, it's Vic. Sorry, I saw this tweet. It said, it's a text from their dad saying, did you leave the oven on? The house is in flames.
What?
No, I don't understand. Alrighty.
How can you text in an emergency?
I know.
Oh, shit.
But it seems like a my dad thing to do. Like being like, we're still in an emergency, but I need to find out who did it.
Oh my gosh. To be honest, I'm a bit waved. Remember last week you was a bit delirious. I'm a bit waved myself.
What do you mean waved?
No, like just tired.
Oh, I thought you meant drunk. I was like,
No.
Why did you let me get in your car?
No, night shift. No.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Don't tell me. Ignorance is bliss. Actually, just don't, because I don't like when people drink and drive. I knew someone once that was literally finished. I said, firstly, I'm not getting a car with you. Secondly, I'm not letting you get in the car.
That's good.
Because I can't have it on my conscience. I can have it. Okay, cool. I'm not getting a car with you. That means, oh, I'm alive and well. What about you?
But I've
killed you, basically.
Yeah, I get you. Do you feel, though, like, let's put drinking aside, driving aside, when you've been drunk, have you been able to snap out of it?
Yeah, yesterday, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
You were drunk yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a Friday. Sorry, my days are all mixed up.
Yeah, me too. This morning I woke up, I thought it was Friday. I nearly cried because I thought I was late for work. I was like, oh my God,
I've been having some really vivid dreams. Really? And I'm like, why am I dreaming about stuff like this?
What's your dream about?
I can't say everything.
Okay.
But
sex dream?
No. That's what I find even weird. Like, if it was a sex dream, I would be like, oh, okay, normal. But it will be things like, I'm late for work.
In your dream?
And I can't find my keys. Stuff like that.
I don't like it when you have work dreams, because I'm thinking, have I not suffered enough?
No, but the thing is, I don't even dream about getting into work. It's just that panic beforehand. Like, I'm stuck in that, oh, I can't find my keys and I'm late to work.
Oh my God.
It's like that, yeah. And I'm like, why am I dreaming about things like this?
That's weird. It must mean something. I don't know what, but it must mean something.
Yeah, is there any dream decipherers?
Yeah,
listening?
There must be. There was a time where I used to just dream about work.
Really? As in the actual activity?
Yeah.
Oh no, that's not healthy.
Then I thought I was going to die because it felt like there was no stop.
You see?
Because it felt like I go to work 9 to 5 and obviously I'm working from home.
And then you're working in your sleep.
And then, yeah.
That is not right.
I know. But it's stopped now. I had a vivid dream. I messaged her the other day. I had a dream from Iman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My dreams are sometimes so vivid that they're true.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dreams that I have where I'm like, I'm stressed about something. And then I hear the person who's deciding going, oh, congratulations. Mm-hmm. I get that a lot, yeah. But I think that's God. I think that's God being like, you're in good hands.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. I know, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
But okay, so I had a dream about Iman. And Iman was outside my house, my family house. And she was in a big car. And I think I saw the car yesterday, actually. I think it was a Porsche.
No, but some people do pronounce it that way.
Sorry, I think it was a Porsche. It was like a Jeep Porsche.
Is it the Macan?
I would never know. Let me see if I can find what it looked like. But it was hench.
Not like Patricia Bright's car.
She got one of those big...
Yeah. It's an SUV Porsche.
I think that's what it was. Okay, let me see if I can find it. Oh, I was going to say, fuck off car. No. What's it called? What did you say?
Porsche.
Cayenne.
Yeah, I think there's a Cayenne is the one.
What's the Macan?
Macan is the small ones.
Cayenne, this is the car. Like this.
Yeah.
It looks like it's like an actual house on wheels.
Mm.
And I remember she was, and to me, that car looks like a spaceship. So she was outside my house. I think she was picking me up for something. My little brother was downstairs looking at me from the window, like, what the fuck?
Mm.
And I said to him, have money, you. But I just messaged him on, like, I had the dream of using a big ass car. But it makes sense because that's an Iman thing to do.
Yeah. It is.
And she was like, yeah, I've been thinking about cars. I was like,
oh, wow.
Don't know if that's a sign for you.
That is weird.
I know, it's weird.
Do you have any signs about me? I'm ready for messages.
I feel like I've had a dream, but I feel like you've protected me in a dream.
Oh, wow.
I feel like you've protected me in a dream. I need to start writing my dreams down.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I used to not write my dreams down. I don't know why. Or I never used to be vocal about them. It's only recently.
Mm.
So then it's like I have somebody to kind of go back and be like,
yeah, remember when I had like that dream? Yeah.
They're my diary rather than...
Yeah.
Like I tell people now when I have
I've never written my dreams down, but I get so annoyed because I'm like, oh, I'm definitely going to remember this dream. Like this dream is so weird. I'm definitely going to remember it.
No.
It'll be like 20 minutes later. I'm like,
forgot to search your brain. Wake up.
Are you literally trying to... flicking the brain cells at the back. Nothing.
Oh my God.
Nothing. Gone. Gone.
There's this meme on TikTok about saving your nap.
Saving the nap.
So you know how you save a bag of crisp?
Yeah.
And you put like a clip.
Mm.
So people tie their bed and save the nap. It doesn't make any sense. But I've just seen a lot of people talk about it. I'm like, what is going on? Yeah. But I get it in a sense of like the nap was so good. Now I have to wake up for work.
Yeah. I had to do that today. Because I came back from night shift. So I slept for like 2 hours.
Jesus.
And I'm like, yep. Put my clip on it, save it for later.
Save it for later.
Then I'll finish it.
Oh, life.
I know.
Life.
I know. I'm so tired. What did I write down? I wrote down some things today. Oh, yeah. Okay, just quickly. What did you think of the Blue Therapy finale?
Oh, I thought it was amazing TV.
Did you watch the... Did you pay for the aftermath?
Of course I did. Support Black businesses.
I haven't... I mean, I tried to do it on my phone, but it said something like, oh, this website is not safe or something. It wouldn't let me.
Oh, weird. I think it's a better experience on your laptop anyways. Or TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought it was really good. It was really entertaining.
Mm. So what happened in the aftermath?
So in the first one, it was with Deborah and Jamal.
Mm.
Deborah said that she, when they broke up, she had sex with another guy.
Okay.
And he was fair. He called her a harlot.
Yeah, I saw a clip of that.
I wanted to slap his face. How? Honestly, his face looked so slappable.
He said, you're moving like a harlot. I'm like, are you mad?
Honestly, Jazz. And she was like, but what about when you was doing what you was doing? What does that make you?
Yeah.
And he was just silent. But I was like, let me not get too angry because this is obviously a reality TV show.
And I told you there was sex in after the gym sesh. Remember I told
you? Yeah, you said.
Nasty.
In the car. Because he didn't want to say what they did.
Yeah.
Oh God, yucky. Yeah, I don't know. It was good. It was a good watch. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
They had Deborah's friend come.
Okay.
She was interesting. She was an interesting character. Really pretty. She was basically, I felt like Jamal was just, you know how men who are like bad and they're not good to you, they hate your friends.
They don't like your friends, yeah.
And she seems very reasonable. She seemed like she wasn't even cussing him too tough, but still he had a problem with it. I was like, of course you do because you're guilty. Yeah. And you know that this is a friend that can see past your crooked ways. Yeah, it was good. Obviously, wanted to slap Jamal's face. And then they had the part two with Choma. Why do they call her Choma?
I don't know.
It's getting on my nerves.
I've wondered why as well. And I'm like, maybe that's actually...
That's how you know it's fake. Because I'm why like, are they letting
but,
her...
But I'm like, maybe that's how she wants her name pronounced. I don't know.
No, because she even says, I'm Choma.
Oh, really?
Chio.
Did she say that?
When she says it, she introduces her, I'm Chioma. Oh,
okay.
Not Shoma.
Yeah.
What is going on?
It's Denise that started it. I blame Denise.
No, because Paul's there. Her man of how many years? 3 years? Shoma. What's going on? You don't have a star. You don't have a lisp. What's Shoma?
Are they together? Sorry, are Jamal and... thing together. Sorry.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Are they both together still?
Yeah.
Oh wow. So why is it that, hold on. Okay, so Choma said that Paul is a fraud, basically.
It was so
and
funny.
She was calling him a provider, but then I've seen someone on Twitter, this is why I'm asking you what happened, because I didn't get to watch it yet, saying that she's paying for the rent.
Yeah, well, 60-40, she said.
Hmm?
Yeah. So she said that she busted his illusion of being the provider and said that basically she was like, I don't know how to say it respectfully, but let's just put it that he's been, there's a lot of letters that suggest that he's in debt. All these clients. So when the host was like, what about the clients he's meeting up with? And she said, well, have you seen the clients? I said, oh my God, this all of a sudden.
Wow. But the amount of times he was talking about it in the sessions, I was like, you're not secure.
Yeah.
Because every other sentence, oh, you know when you're meeting clients. I'm like, no one cares.
No one knows what you're talking about. Yeah, and then her best friend came. And she was like, yeah, there was a time when we went out to drinks or went out to eat and it was time to pay. And all of a sudden, Paul had to attend his clients.
That is embarrassing. But why is she letting her friend, why are they roasting him?
Because it's reality TV.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was awkward as well, because then Paul's sister wanted to talk on the phone. That was weird.
Why do they keep trying to force this poor sister narrative?
But she said, it's not my fault you're in love with your brother. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God. That's
disgusting.
Yeah. I don't like that storyline. I mean, but I felt the same with the whole abortion thing. This is why I'm like, is it real or is it fake? Because I just feel like if it's fake, please don't trivialize things like this. Because it could actually be triggering for people.
Exactly. And no trigger warning.
Yeah, you're there just trivializing it. For entertainment.
Yeah.
That's a bit sick.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with these producers, actors. Did they mention anything about season 2?
No. There's going to be episode 3 of the finale. I'm assuming with Paul.
Okay. One that you have to pay for?
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, what was weird was, shout out to the host. I thought she was beautiful and she was really funny.
Mm.
But there was something really strange. So when Shoma said, why did you lot give me the phone of Paul's sister on it? Like, she just wanted to fight, basically. And then she was like, what? Like, Shoma was really pissed off. Like, really, really pissed off about it. And then the host was like, I'm sorry, blah, blah. And then the host said to the crew, seriously, guys, why did you do that? And it was, listen, she's a host. She's not an actress. The host is not an actress. I was like, sis, I don't think that acting was, I don't know. It was just weird. I was like, why?
Oh, that's hella awkward.
And then the host had to apologize and say, oh, sorry from, we just want to tell the viewers we're really sorry on behalf of Chioma, to Chioma, because, you know, we didn't know how things was going to go down, blah, blah, blah.
What the hell is all of that?
Anyways, I watched it. It was really entertaining. It was a good Friday night for me.
No, I will watch it.
Annoyingly, it's now on YouTube. Not by the Trend Central crew.
Oh,
because
no.
People are being cheeky. Yeah, no, I'd just rather pay the money.
Yeah, why do people do that? Even when they said that, I saw people already saying, oh, who's going to stream the link or Mr. World Premiere or whatever. And I'm like, come on.
I know.
Support your dogs then. Maybe I'm definitely part of the problem, but I only go on Mr. World Premiere because we don't have certain shows.
Yeah, there's certain shows, then I will. But like, if it's like,
we can access that.
I think this is different because it's like, obviously it's Black British thing.
Yeah.
Content that they've obviously created.
Mm.
Like, it's not like a HBO thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and when you want to watch the latest Real Housewives, you buy your Hey You.
But I don't know if they do, Vic. Don't they go on Mr. World Premiere? I don't know what the girls are doing these days.
I think some girls are doing Hey You.
That's good. I mean, do what you want.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just thought, even me, I tweeted, oh, I'm going to spend that £1.99 today. People in my comments being like, oh, can you post some clips? Can you? No, I'm not.
What the hell?
I'm not.
It's really not that deep. Why are people like this?
We can't spend £1.99, but when we go out to drink, we can buy
a £12 shot.
Yeah. Or a £15 cocktail that tastes of water.
Mm.
And then we wonder why we don't have things.
Yeah. We don't have nice things. Yeah, if people want a season 2, you need to support it. You need to put your money up. If you want the sound to be sorted out like I do, I have to pay the money.
Okay, Jasmine. That was very rude. That means you're not gonna like the loss.
I even heard someone put a clip on Twitter. I even heard in the clip. I was like, the sound.
There's a pot.
Am I a sound snob? Am I a snob for saying that?
Probs. I heard it, but I was just like, this is very DIY.
No, but okay. My thing is, yeah. Who is assessing it? Who's assessing the quality? Because
it's too late. What's done is done. It's out here now.
But Vic, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know about sound. I don't know if the issue is in the original audio or what. But if I'm editing the pod and I'm hearing fuzziness or alien sound, I'm going to be like, oh, let me make sure it's patterned for the next time we release an episode at least. Why is it that every episode is having sound issues?
You know why? Because they bulk film the show.
No, I know.
In one day.
I know they do, but that's why I'm like, this sounds like something that could be fixed if they really wanted to fix it.
But they didn't, because they didn't think it was going to blow up like this. It's too late now. And it also adds to the DIY of it all. It adds to the realness.
They should have hired Brent.
Yeah, they should have. Next series.
Yeah, next series. He'll be involved in the mayhem.
Next series. But yeah, I just want to say, Denise was not a good therapist. She said to Trauma,
yeah, I know, who went to the clinic.
I was like, this is fucking awful. That's a fucking awful thing to say.
Yeah.
She's always siding with the men.
The thing is, I don't know. With her, I just feel like she hasn't said anything of value. The only time throughout the whole 6 episodes that I think she said anything of value is when she gave them the homework. And she said, oh, you know, make a list of things you love and appreciate about each other. And I was like, you know what? Right now, you're doing good pretending to be a therapist. But everything else, I'm like, this is not
awful.
Would the therapist be letting the mayhem go on like this?
She'd be like,
for six episodes straight.
The therapist will literally be like, getting your feelings, like, yes, Deborah.
Or deeper. Exactly. How did that make you feel? Mm. And what happened then? Mm. And how do you think you can resolve it? What do you want now?
Mm.
Whereas my therapist would say, where did that come from?
Oh, I hate that.
I hate that question.
Bloody no. I mean, I do know, but I can't be asked to open up why. When the guys were like when, what's his name? Jamal, basically, she was like, what did you do?
Yeah. I was like, this woman is messy.
She's a great actress. Let's put it that way.
She didn't think, how can this... To be honest, I don't know how a real therapist would have dealt with that situation. If Jamal really said, I cheated or I did something in the car, what would a real therapist have said?
This is what I mean. Do you think when men go to therapy and they cheat, what do therapists say to them? This is what I always wonder for these kind... Especially like some toxic men. Like when they go therapy, how does a therapist act to them? Does a therapist say to them,
fix up, nigga? Do you think they do?
I don't know. Or maybe they're like, you know, it stems from your childhood.
Yeah, that's what they'll say. They'll say, where do you think that comes from? That's what they'll ask. And then the man will give himself an excuse.
Oh,
this is why.
In year 11, when the girl didn't like me back.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. When year 11 was literally 20 years ago.
We all have trauma. We really do.
Oh, absolutely.
But does trauma make you cheat?
Men will tell you yes. Trauma makes me go into myself. Trauma makes me sad. But obviously, trauma affects everyone differently. But I do think a lot of men have very feeble excuses for why they cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it doesn't help that a lot of people see cheating as like a...
rite of passage.
Yeah, a rite of passage.
Oh, it's so normalised. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so normalized.
Sometimes I even think, men, do you even want to cheat or do you just want to say that you've cheated?
Exactly.
Sick.
Exactly.
Proper sick.
Mm. It's why I can't listen to like a lot of platforms and stuff, like some where they just normalize cheating, where they're just like, yeah, I was with my girl, but that girl's looking nice still. That's a wrong
even the
that.
Other day, yeah.
What the fuck?
Even the other day, someone... I'm going to say it, fuck it, because you tagged us in it, so you wanted me to see it. Right, so I think it's extremely rude when people tag us in their content and you're not even following us for starters. Like, are you trying to make me flip my table at home? Okay, so they tagged us. I'm like, let me watch this. Why am I hearing a story about some boy, he left his phone in the car and he went to get the pizza. He came back, the girl was crying with his hand in her phone. And then the guy, what he did was he basically flipped it on her and said, "Oh, what kind of sick person are you to go through my phone?" Da, da, da. And I'm like, the way I removed us from every single post that they've tagged us in, I said, "Don't you ever in your life." They're lucky that I didn't even block them. Yeah. Are you crazy?
I'm dead.
You're trying to do misogynist, gaslighting, manipulator with us.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at us as if we owe you anything. Yeah.
Are you mad?
So people can be going on our profile, looking at our tags and saying,
this, look who co-signed. Yeah. We didn't co-sign Jackal.
We didn't. They weren't even following us, guys.
I see people do that. I actually do. I do the same thing what you do. Remove us from this post.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, if you're posting your content.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Guys, the way to grow is not to tag other people's podcasts.
Yeah, it's absolutely not. If anything, it's just going to piss people off. I'll be honest.
Especially if you're not following. Actually, I didn't even check if some people are following. But it has nothing to do. Our content has nothing to do with what you're doing. And vice versa, because we wouldn't tag you in our content.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing with this thing, this pod, is that they tagged us in more than one video.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I was just like, this is not it.
But this is how some people think they're going to grow. I don't know where that kind of social media tactic came from.
Yeah, I think it's really mannerless. I don't know why Instagram even allows it. How can you tag people just willy-nilly like that?
I know. I was going to turn off our tags, but I was like, sometimes we get some nice tags.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, let me know.
Yeah, I didn't remove us from every post that we've been tagged in, but ones like that, I'm just like, absolutely not. You're not going to have us affiliated with this.
Could you imagine us, putting a snippet of our pod and tagging two queens, tagging No Shade, tagging the receipts, tagging everybody? Why are we tagging them for? What do they have to do with us right now? And this content that has nothing to do with them. They might even listen and be like, oh, when am I getting my shout out in this clip?
Yeah, they're going to think, oh, we're getting a shout out. So that's even why I watched the video. I'm like, oh, they must be talking about us for us to be talking.
No.
Nope.
This is a promo tactic.
Yeah. This is misogynistic as well.
Yeah, I can't. Also, I don't understand. Let me know, because I'm going to sound like a damn hater. Jazz knows exactly what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Say, fuck it. I can't stand the fact that some people literally just growing platforms off the back of just hating on women.
Yeah.
Every day talking shit on women. Mm. Why do women wear summer dresses?
Yeah.
I saw that tweet the other day.
Yeah.
People always talking about women. Women are emotional, you know?
Yeah.
Women do this, you know? What would you do, if your girl was...
Oh!
Leave.
I think I said this before. I hate a hypothetical situation. Please don't ask me no hypothetical questions.
People are literally making coin
from hypotheticals.
From hyper.
It's too much.
From fake scenarios.
It's too much.
And here, me and you, we're spitting our whole life.
Yeah, we're bearing our soul on this pod.
But it's what people like. Even women love it. So
yeah.
Anyways,
it's true.
That's
why it's too much.
The Kevin Samuels of the world are succeeding.
Yeah, absolutely.
We love it.
Absolutely.
Do you know what? Sometimes I think it's the power's in our hand. The moment we stop fucking with a lot of this content, these people have nothing else, because they know that women, they can at least rely on women to come to them.
Yeah.
To head to
and
support
say,
the cause.
And say, oh, you're the prize. Oh, you're so funny. That is. Oh, please, let's do better collectively.
Letting us down, hands.
Yeah, properly. Yeah, really and truly. And that reminds me, I saw a post the other day on social media, and basically the woman was like, I want to read it actually, because I found it so powerful. And I 100% agree with it.
I'm so hungry.
Me as well.
I really want to have sushi.
But TikTok is telling me that there's parasites in sushi.
Oh my God.
I know I've gone down that rabbit hole.
Why did you tell me?
I thought you had seen it.
I'm going to eat anyways. What now? I've been eating sushi all this time. Have I died?
I know. But I'm like, maybe that's the reason I'm having all these problems. Maybe I have parasites inside me.
Gorgeous.
I know, it's very sick to say. But I'm like, really, is it? But it's raw. So I'm like, It makes sense.
No, I don't think I agree. I think they might be talking about Tesco sushi.
Stop.
Because they can't they can't be talking about the real deal.
Have you had Boots sushi though? Boots do a sushi, yeah. It's like they do a chicken one and a salmon one. No, it's salmon and prawn. So good.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't like any of your food, but this bangs.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I just feel like the real Japanese sushi is not going to be making you your tummy go crinkum crankum. No, but the Tesco one.
Yeah. The thing is, they said it's not, it's like we don't know. Like they could be living dormant in our bodies.
It's too late now. Time. It's living with me, innit? That's my life.
So TikTok isn't going to make me eat papaya seeds and see what comes out.
Okay.
I'll update you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I hate when the mic touches my lip.
You love her, really.
Are you sick? Yeah, sorry. So the tweet was, the real tea is that cishet women just need to decenter romance from their lives. We're socialized to aspire to that, but we can fulfill our lives through our friendships and building ourselves up. Men should be dessert, word share. I don't know if the divest girlies, she put an asterisk in it, so I don't know. Hearts are in the wrong place because the real problem is patriarchy. We should just decenter men. Being male-centered is just never it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and she just said, pour love into your female friendships and I promise you'll also pick better partners and release your grip on romantic relationships. It will become more of a want for you than a need. And literally, no one is saying to stop dating men. I am saying to stop making that the center of your life. Romance is beautiful, trust me. I know, but it shouldn't be the center.
But it feels like...
And that was Zora's love child, by the way, if anyone wants to check out her.
I'm not discrediting what she said. That sounds really, really nice.
Mm.
But I feel like it's too late. I feel like everything is revolved around men. Like in a woman's life, everything. And even when you take a step back to kind of desensitize and take that active step back, people start questioning women who don't do that.
Mm.
And like, let's say a woman's like, she's really successful. She's got her own. She's got people. Oh, why? Oh, she can't get a man. Or it's because she's ugly. Or people will start the narrative for you.
Yeah. Or you're never going to get married. Or ha ha, you're not married yet. Or ha ha, you're still single.
Yeah. And also, like, yes, it would be really, really nice to kind of step back. And, you know, we should. But then it's like, also having the strength to deal with all those comments. I'm not saying just get a man just to get rid of those comments. But it's like, I just feel like society is cruel. And I don't know, it's just been like the other day. Like, I just feel like there's so much pressure on women because of our body clock.
Yes, the body clock.
If you want kids,
the body clock is the real enemy of progress. It's too much.
It's too much. Why did God do that?
And he enabled men to be able to just spread their seed everywhere. Why? Oh no, but seriously, why couldn't men also have the same body clock?
No, honestly. I think
it would solve a lot of issues.
And I feel like a lot of men we know will get married at like 45. I'm not even trying to sound dramatic. Or not even just married, but have kids at 45.
Yeah.
With someone who's like 10 years younger.
Younger, yeah. Yeah. And then I think, what happens to the women their age? Do you know what I mean? What do they do?
They don't care. They like figure it out.
No, but I mean, if the 45-year-old men are marrying the young women to have kids, what about the 45-year-old women?
I really don't know. I really don't know. Scary times.
Very scary. But I even see it in, like, even us doing this pod. I feel that I'm proud of us and this pod and the fact that men are not the center of the conversations that we have. Yes, we might talk about situations that happen that involve men, but I genuinely feel like we don't
live, breathe.
No. Especially not hypothetical. What would you do, Rick, if a man did this? Or if a man said that?
Really don't care.
Yeah.
I think I need to...
But I'm like, I feel as though some people want that from us. Not our listeners, but I feel like some people are like, oh, black girls living are boring because we don't talk about men.
Yeah, because we don't talk about men. Yeah, oh yeah.
Do you know how mad that is?
I don't really care.
I don't
because
think
we still have thousands of listeners every week, baby. We've been featured on all the women magazines. No, we'll talk. We have.
Yeah.
And like we have a sold out show. We've done mad sick things. Do you know what I think about the other day? How much sometimes I don't care about men's opinions, like even my own boyfriend. No, like I remember one time I went to go get my hair done and the hairdresser goes, oh, do you think your boyfriend will like it? I was like, I don't care. Like, when did I And it's, no. It started off with her being like, what kind of hairstyle do you think your boyfriend would like? I was like,
You're even lucky I don't take this money back. Yeah. What?
I don't even I've asked him before. No, sometimes I think when he's with me, he's like, what kind of girl is this? Like, he'll be like, I'll be like, oh, what's your favorite hairstyle on me? And he'll be like, oh, I like when you do braids, when you have a fringe. And I'm like, alright. Do you know what I say? I don't care. It's actually mean.
Oh, that is so hilarious. Mean. No, but it's good.
No, but I just don't want to revolve the whole thing. Like, I can't be doing my hair stuff just because you like it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Have to make myself happy.
But you know, like, how important it is to make sure men know that you don't give a shit. No, honestly, it's the key.
Yeah, it's the key. I think you have to low-key let them know.
Then it's like next thing you know, you're getting a hairstyle you don't even really like.
Yeah. Jazz, imagine having a fringe wig just because you don't like it.
Oh, in the height of summer as well. Never.
Oh, no. Would they have to pay for it then? If I'm having hairstyle just for you, then you have to pay. It's not even your head top.
And you're not even really going to appreciate it. Mm. What? You want me to look like that for what? My voice is actually
I need to sneeze.
Oh. I feel like there's... Bless you. You can develop hay fever late in life, can't you?
I don't know. You ask me like as if I'm a pharmaceutical. I would never know.
No, because every single year I'm thinking, is this the year I'm going to get it?
Oh, really?
And I really think, please God, I don't want it.
Start taking your tablets.
It's one of the problems I don't want.
Start taking your tablets.
I'm taking, what can I take? The thing is,
even the cheap ones work, to be honest.
I'm so paranoid because I'm like, if I start taking this, once I stop, am I going to become like someone who's allergic to everything?
No. The thing is with me, with hay fever, it's like hair and bare. Like sometimes I get it, sometimes I don't. Mm.
Like what are the symptoms?
Your eyes are just running like mad and sometimes I get puffy.
Is it itchy?
Sneezy. For me, no. It's more like maybe it is because I keep doing that.
Okay. Because I don't
know. Let me think about my brother because he gets it really bad.
Yeah, sometimes it's like my nose will just start running for no reason. I'm like, is this hay fever?
Maybe.
What is it?
Don't you just think sometimes as humans we might have a lot of things wrong with us?
Oh,
and I'm scared.
I think it every blessed day.
I need to go. I saw Lydia Dinger did this at a full body scan.
That's what I want.
I'm scared of what they might find.
I looked at the price.
What's the price saying?
Hmm.
What's the average gone?
Hmm.
What's the price? Paul. Yeah. What's the price?
Listen. If they're not, okay, so there's different tiers.
What? The different tiers? This is what, hey, basically they're trying to say, if you want the cheapest one,
yes,
we won't find all your problems.
Exactly. So the cheapest tier, bearing in mind, these are just the ones I've been able to find just from a quick search. So the cheapest one is about £400.
A holiday.
With a hotel to Amsterdam.
That's nice.
For a weekend.
Oh, it's in Amsterdam. Wait. Is it in Amsterdam or they're sending you to Amsterdam?
No. I just meant the prices.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought after the treatment they sent you that. So that's a new one.
You said, that's nice.
It's a little bit Turkish. Because you know, Turkish, people are like, oh, I had a free holiday.
Yeah, yeah. What's it? And then it goes up to 700. And I'm like, if I pay this money just for you to tell me I need to start drinking more water,
find things.
Yeah, you better look long and hard.
You better say you have you might as well say to me you have very, 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 very early signs of gum disease. Even though it's very, do you know what I mean? You have to find.
Yes. Really look with all your might.
Yeah, because sometimes when you hear like people get cancer and stuff, like,
yeah. And I just feel like our GPs, they're not giving.
They're not.
What they're supposed to
they're
give.
They're not giving a damn thing. But sometimes I can't blame them because they have so many people to see.
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel like with GPs, like I've said on this pod about one time, I need to go to my GP about my mental health. I need to ask for a smear test.
And they tell you to make separate bookings. Yeah. Are you crazy?
Yeah. Oh my God, I had my smear test the other day, the first one. I don't know if I should talk about my experience because I don't want to put people off, but please get it done.
Yeah. I mean, I've done, I did mine 2 years ago. Mm. I think it was 2 years ago. And I'm due for mine. They've been sending me texts. And I've been putting it off partly because I'm like, I think I want to wax before I do it.
I don't think it matters. You know?
I don't think it matters, but part of me is just like, I want to be...
Well, if that's what makes you feel comfortable. Manners.
Yeah. I'm like, is it mannerless to go there and I'm not
I had a quick
trimmed.
Shave, to be honest. But I don't think it's that deep.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should talk about this because I'm like, I don't want to put people off.
No, but obviously it's real life.
Okay. Well, it really hurt.
Really?
Yeah, I absolutely hated it. I think I'm traumatized. I was traumatized for a few days, yeah. But I think there's a thing where when you have trauma in your life revolving sex, some things are hard to do.
Yeah.
So I think that's why. And also in my brain, I have a lot of things where my brain does this thing where it suppresses everything.
Mm.
So nothing in my brain was like, this could be a red flag.
Yeah.
And I wish something in my brain kind of was like, prepared me. Mm. Or I wish I read something. I was like, if you've had these kind of experiences in the past, this smear test could kind of be quite traumatizing or could be quite hard.
Mm.
Otherwise, I would have went with someone.
Yeah.
It was not nice. And I had to, I was literally, okay, I was screaming.
I sounded
like a mad woman in there. I was actually screaming. I was like, oh my God. I was like, please hurry up. Like,
No.
Then I had to tell her to stop.
Yeah.
And she was like, and if you guys don't know, they can get you smaller tube things.
Yeah, speculums, yeah.
So she did that. It still hurt. Like I was actually bruised for like a few days, which was weird because I was like, how can I be bruised?
Oh,
I don't know if it was a result of that, but it's like my pelvic.
Oh, it was hurting.
Yeah.
That's really strange.
It was really strange. And the maddest thing is, I couldn't find anything online about experiences like this.
I wonder if, I mean, I wasn't there, but I wonder if she was doing it properly.
How long
was she
just like 2 minutes?
With the swab?
Well, the thing is, I wasn't relaxed. So she was like, it will take longer if you don't relax.
Okay.
So I was trying my best. And she was like, think of, what did she tell me to do? She was like, think of a holiday or something like that.
Okay.
So I was trying to zone out. She was like, think happy thoughts. So I was trying to zone out.
Mm.
But I was like,
just wasn't comfortable at all.
And she's like, yeah, you're going to have to do this every 3 years. So I was like, and that makes me realise why I put it off. Because I was like, I don't know how to explain this. There's something in the back of my head that was telling me, postpone.
Warning sign.
But
warning
the front of my head was like,
get it done.
I don't know, weird.
I was thinking, I wonder if there is some sort of online group or something. Because they, you're not the only person. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
You're definitely not. So it's, I wish there was some kind of group or something. You know, something that you can mentally prepare yourself.
Yeah, I was.
Do you think it would have helped if you listened to music at the time or anything?
No.
Is there anything you can think of that would have?
I think if I was with somebody else.
Okay.
Anybody.
Like someone in the room with
you.
Yeah.
Even if it was another nurse maybe.
Yeah.
Or someone else. And I could hold their hand or just someone else to talk to maybe.
Yeah.
I think holding the hand thing probably would have worked. I know people might, you might even listen, be like, fucking man up. Like,
No, not at all.
I don't think it was a great experience. And what made me really sad when I got home and I tried to look for experiences that were similar, everybody being like, oh, it didn't hurt. Oh, I saw a lot of people being like, I don't know why people say it hurt when it didn't. And then it made me think, such a weirdo.
Like, no, but that, you have to remember, like, people are like that. Mm. They just like to be different.
Mm.
There are people out there that will intentionally come. Because everything that I've seen before I went and had mine done was saying that it does feel uncomfortable.
Mm.
They said, oh, it doesn't last for long.
Yeah.
That's what they said. So I was preparing for that uncomfortable feeling. Mm. And I think that it's the same with piercings. You know, if someone tells you, oh, this is really, really going to hurt.
Yeah.
You go there and you're like, oh, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. The thing is, though, I think I saw things online of, oh, it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Not uncomfortable, sorry. Embarrassing.
Okay.
I was like, it's a nurse. Like, they've seen worse. Like, okay, they see some fanny. Okay.
Yeah.
But I wasn't worried about that, but it was like the actual process was not
Yeah.
And then when she was like, yeah, every 3 years, I was like, you ain't seeing me again.
Don't say that.
You'll never see me again. And now I'm gonna cry for you. But yeah, I was like, yeah, no, hon.
Yeah.
Probably never gonna see me again. So,
no, I think definitely.
Like, bye-bye. I'm drinking alcohol.
Next time, yeah, let me know when you're getting it
if
done.
You don't mind.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, for sure. Because it's not nice, especially like thinking, oh, I'm going to have to do this again. Mm. And then it starts making your anxiety play up and everything. Yeah. No, it's not pleasant.
Because I walked out and I was like, why do I feel really sad? Like the whole day was a complete write-off.
Oh. Yeah. I get you. Shall we talk about something a bit more?
Yeah. And I was like, being a woman is absolutely long.
No, it is. It really is. Like, why are we just constantly struggling, struggle and strife? That is our life.
Literally.
When can we get out of this hell?
Never.
Never.
Yes. Do you know what's annoying me? Girls, yeah. I think I've said it before. Mm-hmm. Girls who are like, oh, I've got a big belly, I've got a few pounds. You don't have it. Shut the fuck up. I know people are going to be like, oh, but everyone's back to their own insecurities. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Not when we're lying, though. Not when we're lying.
Do you know what I'm tired of? And I think I've said it as well.
Gosh.
I'm tired of seeing, oh, how I built my booty, my bubble butt or whatever. And I'm seeing your first pictures in 2016. Like, I need results expeditiously.
Really? It's not expeditious.
But that's what I need.
You had to go Turkey. These are the options. You wait and can't you see the progress?
I don't know if I can wait 5 years.
Then go Turkey.
I might die.
Well. Sorry, I meant it in the Lord Farquaad where you're like, like, those are your options.
Yeah, I'm like, is it really going to take me 5 years to build a
bomb? Yeah, it takes long. That's why girls go Turkey.
And there's those men. Every time a woman posts a picture and she says, oh, look at my surgery body, whatever, there's men saying, oh, you can just go to the gym and achieve that.
Shut up.
Fuck off.
But one thing
that you lot like, that can build muscle in like 2 days.
Literally, my boyfriend stopped eating chocolates for a week. I remember I saw him, I said, oh my God, you lost your weight. How?
Just from chocolates.
And walking. But with us, when No Shade was on and we were talking about walking the world, so Israelites, I was doing that Lidya Dinga thing like a fucking, like I was walking every day. 10,000 steps.
No.
Do you know how much weight I lost? So it shifted, but not when a man says.
It didn't shift enough.
Not the way men lose weight.
Yeah. The way men lose weight is disgusting.
Oh my God. But I don't know if it's because I read online and like I saw that when you get older, it's harder to lose weight. Also, they say hormones.
What is it? The estrogen.
And I was like, I got a lot of hormones.
Yeah, is it estrogen?
I don't know.
It must be. That's the only thing I can think of that we would have more of. Because it's not fair.
It's not fair at all.
Even like my mom and my stepdad, it's like they'll both be eating the same things together. My mom's like, I only lost a pound. My stepdad lost a stone.
Oh my God. The way my dad loses weight is actually ridiculous. As in his bare belly is gone within a month if he just bangs gym.
What have we done?
I don't know.
What have we done to deserve this?
It's just so hard. It's so hard.
Yeah, and I'm getting to the point where I'm like, June 21st in 16 days.
And so what?
And I haven't done shit.
What do you mean?
To try and get into shape.
But why are we getting... Is there a massive event? Do you have any plans for June 21st?
None at all.
Okay, so you're staying at home. You're shifting weight to do what?
I just want to be me.
Because everybody is losing weight for doing something, but we're not going anywhere. Why do you need to lose weight in any... Okay, so you have plans now. Why do you need to lose weight?
Do you know when I really have plans? I have plans for October.
What, live show?
That, but also Jamaica.
Okay. Why do you need to lose weight to go on holiday? You're even seeing family.
Because I want to wear my bikini pics. I want to take bikini pics.
And you can do it now.
Huh?
Yes.
When my my muffin is going over the top and you can't see my bikini strap.
Firstly, you're appropriating something that you don't have. You are.
How dare you say that? Do you know you haven't seen the real me. Do you know? I'm going to show you this video. And I saw it the other day and I was like, this is very bad. Okay, just a warning. I'm naked in this video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why are you running naked? What is going on in this video? Why is it on video as well?
But did you see the rose?
I didn't see anything. Your skin looks nice.
Thank you.
You look nice. I don't understand this. What was going on in the video?
Basically, I was caught slipping. But the roles were there.
No, you haven't explained the video.
I don't even remember what I had in my hand. I don't even know what I had.
Who recorded that video?
Who do you think?
Kaya, what is going on? Who even told you to show us this video?
I wanted to show you.
You look fine.
No.
I don't know what you expected.
No, I didn't. The thing is, yeah, I'm gonna send it to you so you can review in your own time.
No, please. Please, no.
This video is like, when I saw it, I was just like, I need to get the heck into a gym because it's too much. It's way too much. Yeah, I'm not like 100% happy with myself. Mm. That's all.
The thing is, that's fine. And it's okay to make yourself feel like the best you. But I just feel like there's so much pressure to lose weight for during the 20-something.
No, it's true.
Even I felt that way for the first, like when Boris was announcing the things, I was like, oh my God, I need to lose weight. But I was like, where the fuck did that mindset come from?
Yeah.
Well, what am I losing weight for?
Yeah, no. I get you.
Me, that's probably not even going to go out.
And it's just, you know when like you see old videos and old pictures of yourself and you're just like, I really wasn't appreciating.
Oh my God. I used to literally be tiny. And I still thought I was big.
Like I wasn't really deep in like how, you know, how on point it was. And do you know what helped me? It was Insanity.
Oh yeah, you did that, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was poor.
No, you know what? I borrowed it from my mum. And yeah, I used it for about a month. And after that month, I just got so bored and I stopped. But I wish I continued because it actually did make a difference.
It just seems really scary and intense.
It's very intense. I just did the fitness test and I had to lay on the floor for a bit.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, if I'm going to lose weight, if I'm going to be the best me, let that me be a picture of myself. Like, let me be working towards an old picture of me when I was slimmer.
Yeah, true.
Let that be my body goals rather than looking at somebody, influence, Instagram
different
girl.
Genetics.
Exactly, different genetics where when I was the quote-unquote best me, when I used to bang gym, my bum was at its highest and its peak, mountain peak, and you know, everything was looking snatched. I need to look towards that and look at that picture and be like, okay, we got there once, we can get there again, sort of thing. Or we can get there close.
But what do you do to get yourself into that mindset? Because my mindset, obviously it's a bit harder for me because I'm doing shift work and everything. It's like the small time that I have before or after a shift, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to the gym. It's like, maybe I should. That is how I should be thinking.
I think sometimes we make excuses for ourselves. Like, I feel like if you want to go to the gym, you'll find a way, you'll find time, you will do it. Or you'll do it at home.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you don't want to do it, then you don't want to do it. That's what it is. So I said that to myself last week. I was like, you are making excuses galore.
Yeah.
You are out of excuses, shawty. What is it now? So I was like, okay, it looks like I'm going to the gym. Because sometimes I'd be like, oh, I can't go to the gym tonight because I'm recording in the evening. What kind of a fucking excuse is that? What kind of a fucking excuse is that?
It's a little bit valid.
How?
you know, recording, it can be tiring sometimes.
Mm-mm. I'm not using my mouth. I mean, it's even rude. I get the train to one stop. You even drive me. I even meet you. We even drive. You use your legs to drive. I'm resting my leg in the car. And yet, I'm still, I can't go gym right now. I have to wake up early. Mm. I'm tired from work.
Do you get gym nervousness?
Yes.
Because that for me, I think, is my biggest thing that holds me back. Because I'm worried that I'll go to the gym and, like, I don't know how to use the machine properly. Like, are people going to think I'm stupid or I'm dumb? Or are men just going to watch me until I finish with the machine? And all of that makes me uncomfortable, particularly like there's a gym close to me. And funnily enough, it's the same gym that Jamal from Blue Therapy goes to. And he, I mean, it's 80, probably 85% men.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Lads galore. Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah. So all I said to myself, every day that you have excuses, I was like, okay, I'm going to the gym on my lunch break. I went. It was still packed out with men. Literally, like,
What are these men doing as well?
Getting their game.
Why have you got so much time?
And it just, so because of that, I don't feel like I can use the weighted machines anymore or those kind of machines. Like, I haven't used them in a long time. Mm. Unless I'm going to the gym, maybe like at night, because it's less busy then. But even that, If I go at night, I have to walk back home. And I don't want to walk back home in the night around 11-ish.
Mm.
Yeah, like, I went to the gym the other day, walked in. As soon as I walked in, you just feel like people are... Sometimes I'm like, people aren't looking at you, Vic. Get over yourself. Like, people are focusing on this stuff. But sometimes you actually
I'm catching your eyes. I caught your eyes.
What the fuck are you looking at?
Yeah.
Like, what? Mm. Work on your legs. They're skinny. They're skinty. You look like you're going to fall over. Work on that. And you're staring at me like, what the fuck, man? Mm. So then I feel like the cardio. So basically, my gym is like when you walk in,
it's
machines and weights.
Mm.
Upstairs is cardio, and there's a mat for some small weights. And I feel like that's my safe haven.
Yeah,
because and as well, it's great because things are spaced out now.
Yeah,
so I feel like I can proper get my cardio in, and I love doing cardio. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I find it more effective when I'm downstairs in the studio bit. The studios, there's always the sessions now.
Yeah,
but I'm in the studio bit and I'm able to like lift my weights because in the studio there's weights that you can put together. You know those weights?
Where
you get the spring thing. You put the weights on a stick. Blah blah blah. So I like that, but then I'm like, I'm just doing cardio and I feel like it's not as effective because also I want my bum to be sitting.
Mm.
Yes, the cardio makes me feel good and I feel like I can feel the weight sweating off.
But you know what? Yeah, you used to get a bum from just jogging, you know, back in uni.
Oh yeah, I used to run.
I don't know how your bum would activate like that from jogging.
Because I told you I was running with the foxes. I was literally running with the foxes. I used to love running back then. I can't get into that anymore.
Really? Why do you think it is?
My boobs have gotten too big.
Oh, okay.
My boobs have gotten bigger and it hurts. Mm. And also my stamina is not the same.
Bras?
I do. And I even got this thing called boob holder.
Yeah. It's like a boob support. Band. Yeah.
Which is good. Which is good. But I'm just like, I can still feel the boob support does help. But I just feel like overall, my body's not what it used to be.
Mm.
And I think it could, if I worked my way up to doing it probably could. But I'm just like, I don't even enjoy it the same.
Mm.
Like when I was at uni, like running used to be my proper relief. Like it was so much fun. Like, but yeah, not anymore. It's kind of sad. Now my relief is the elliptical.
Okay. That machine, it's not for people that don't have good hand-eye coordination like me.
Oh no.
And that's those are the kind of times when I'm like, now I'm embarrassed because I don't know how to use this machine properly.
No, but I feel like when you're on machine, depends though. With my gym, I don't think anyone's looking at you. And if they are, what the move?
Yeah.
Move.
That's what I need to get in my brain. Mm. And to be honest, my friend messaged me the other day and was like, let's go together. Mm. And I think it's easier if you go together.
Definitely.
To use machines and stuff and to not get intimidated by men watching you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because even at my gym, this girl, I think she wanted me to be her gym partner. But I was like, listen, sweetie, I'm an emo. You're trying to make all this combo with me, but not only am I emo, I don't know you. I don't know if you got a warrant for my arrest. You're trying to kill me. I was in the changing room.
What?
Yeah, she came up to me. She was like, oh, do you know how to use this gym? I was like, I'm not in that mood.
She tried.
I'm not in that mood today. And I said to her, explain. She's like, oh, because I don't really go here. How often do you come? When you asking me, no, but I don't know if you're trying to kill me. You're trying to plot where my whereabouts so you know how to kill me. She said, how often do you come here?
Oh, bless her.
No, bless her.
No, because she really went out there. She really went out of her way.
This is how people, this is why people don't make new friends.
And this is how people develop social anxiety.
Oh, because of me? No. Maybe tell me your intentions. Okay, I'm trying to make a new friend. I don't know. Sorry. Maybe I'm being awkward for you. I don't need to go up to me and be, oh, hey, can I make a new friend out of you? Even that would make me think that's a real killer.
Even if she said that to you, I think you would feel like, absolutely not.
So she said, bless her, she was a sweetheart, but in the back of my mind, I was like, I don't know where you do that from, but where I do that, where we do things around here, we don't do things like that. So then she was like, yeah, so have you used this gym before? I don't know what to do. How'd you get a new padlock? I said, I don't know. I got this one from home. Go and ask the people that when the gym membership thing that they can help you. She's like, okay. So she went, then she came to go. I was on the elliptical. I should have just kept my eyes forward. I looked around, this girl standing there. I said, you're waiting for me, innit? She said, I had my headphones on. She's like, how do you use machine? I was telling her, okay. So I told her.
No, but this is so cute.
No. Told her how to use the machine. Why didn't she thank me?
Did she?
No. Because she wanted me dead.
Did she jump on next to you?
Luckily, because of social distance. Yeah, she did. Yeah. So she was the one, two.
Yeah.
And even that, I was thinking, is this girl waiting for me? Does she want to talk? Like. But I don't know why you're doing the cute face. She didn't say thanks. So I was just like, yeah, I don't know where you do things like that, but it's not with me.
Oh, bless. No, do you know why? Yeah, because I feel like she's done something that a lot of people would have wanted to do, but they just don't have the courage. That's why I'm like, that's sweet.
Or they don't want to do this because they know this is going to be the response. And they got the response. I get it, but... Maybe if it was another way.
Yeah. The thing is, you say that, but equally, I can imagine you telling the same story, saying, you know, some girl told me that she wanted me to be a gym buddy the other day and I didn't know her from anywhere. I think you would have had the same response.
If somebody said, do you want to be... Okay, picture this. We go gym, we see each other quite often. Hey, do you want to be gym buddies? I wouldn't mind that.
Mm.
But you're coming to me on a new one. I don't know you. Don't know where you came from. I don't know what your intentions are.
Mm.
I don't know if you're trying to kill me.
Mm.
Don't know if you know someone that I know that you're trying to plot against them too. Because that's how they use the most cutest girls come and do killings. Mm. I'm scared.
I know.
And also it's COVID and I had to tell her to wipe down the machine.
Oh.
That's who you wanted to be my... What are you doing, cute face? That's who you wanted to be my gym buddy.
No, it just sounds like she was really clueless.
Why does it mean to come and help you? Come on, find the gym master. I said, listen, me even being here is by the grace of God. Because I don't know when I'm going to be back.
Yeah, how often do you go gym?
I used to go at least twice a week.
Okay.
But every day it's excuses with me. Mm. So like what happens is I have my period. And then I'll fall off for like a month.
Yeah, I get you.
And then I'll go again and then I'll fall off. And it's just a period. Mm. It's like, it really puts me off.
There's, you know what? TikTok is not healthy for me.
Mm.
But there's a video of them saying, if you have period pains, there's like a place in your ear to like dig.
Mm.
It's here where the fold is. Mm-hmm. Like underneath that fold, you push it in. For like 10 seconds, release, and then do it again.
There's a plot stop.
And apparently it...
okay.
But apparently it reduces like the cramps.
Hmm.
The intensity of cramps.
Have you tried it?
I don't really
get... What did the comments say?
Cramps. A lot of people saying, oh, thank you, I'm going to try this. But...
Sorry.
No, but, you know... I think if I had more time... I would definitely be one of those holistic people that are like, you know, use pressure points to relieve pain. Mm-hmm. Different, because, you know, I don't know if you've noticed that sometimes you, like, you might have got a foot massage and you're like, oh, like, my belly feels okay, or...
Mm-mm.
It's like there's different points in your body where if you apply pressure,
mm-hmm.
it will... like, it can help belly aches, it can cure headaches, migraines, this, that, and the other.
I would love that if you were that, though. You could help me a lot.
I would love to get into it, but I'm just like, there's so much to learn. And start I don't know if I have the time.
You do. Instead of watching Amazon and watching Netflix, use the time to be a holistic babe.
No, it's
true. We do have the time.
Do you know what stops me? Is that I'm a person who likes things that taste nice. Mm. And if you're telling me to drink certain things for this, I'm not going to be able... I can't.
That means you'll never like apple jelly jelly. Huh? Did your stepdad... Wait, is your current stepdad Yoruba?
No.
Did he ever have this thing called apple jelly jelly?
He might have had it, but he never told us.
Yeah, he loved you lot. Let me show you. Let me show you what it is.
Is this the bark?
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard about the bark.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's what's like the bark?
There's a tree inside of there, boy.
What's the bark supposed to help with?
If you got, if you're not feeling well.
Okay. And you just put it into water.
Mm-hmm.
Hot water, boiling water.
I don't really know how to put into boiling water, really. But yeah. It smells like ass.
Is it?
And you put water in
it. It helps with belly aches.
Yeah, belly aches. According to my dad, headaches.
How can you say according to your dad?
Lower back pains. Mm.
Have you tried drinking it on your period?
Maybe I should just do that.
Try it.
Just though. I don't wanna.
Just try it and see if it works. Because I feel like there's so much in nature that can help us with some of our problems that we're not even aware of. Yeah. Just because we're so snobbish. We just think, that's silly.
Whole tip.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, no, I sound like a proper whole tip.
I'm
a whole tip and
you're
I'm
not
proud.
A whole tip. Look at Chucka Bags. What's his name? Chucka Bars.
Yeah.
That was
you call him Chucka Bags.
That was pretending that Brent Rock was his grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jess, I need to eat a sweet.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Starving. You're hungry. You didn't eat today. Yeah, I've literally been eating crap.
Me too.
Last night, my manager brought in like croissants and pain au chocolat. And I couldn't say no. I don't like seeing food go to waste, and that's my issue.
Really?
Yeah, I have a real problem with it. Like, I always finish my food.
Like, I've
always been that way. Yeah, like, I just... If there's food on my plate, I have to eat it, no matter what.
I saw this tweet that said, that has birthed a lot of eating disorders amongst us all. Like, we feel like we can't put food to waste.
Yeah. Like, I don't save it for later. Mm. I finish it. I have to eat right
and
then.
And if you're full, you still eat more.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I remember, I think I was about 18. And this is when my dad kept saying, oh, you're fat. And I looked back at the pictures. I was like, I really wasn't.
Mm.
Anyways, that got into my head. And I think, a lot of the way I was eating, a lot of the way I was moving was just different.
Mm.
But there were some good things. There were some YouTubers that I used to watch back in the day that speak about health and eating.
Yeah.
And how we eat. And there was one that said, sometimes we feel like we have to eat because food is present.
Yeah.
So let's say I've had breakfast, lunch, dinner. Let's say I had all three of those meals.
This is me.
At 8 p.m. when I'm going out with my friends, I will still go out and have another meal.
This is
even
me.
Though I'm full.
This is me.
And then I'll be like, why have I gained that amount of weight? And also, my stomach won't even like the fact that I've eaten an extra meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not eating a small meal. I remember one time I used to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner. And dinner I had amala. And you know that's heavy. Then I went out with my friends, went to have TGIs. And had a full rack of ribs.
Mm.
So what am I doing to myself? I don't even like what I'm doing. If you like what you're doing to yourself, if that's a bit of you, love it and appreciate and do you.
Mm-hmm.
But with me, I'm even spending extra money. It doesn't make any sense. So after that, I think all throughout my life, I've always been if I'm not going to eat this right now, it's okay for me to save it. After that moment, it was like, it's okay to have it later.
That's what I need to get into my brain. Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to unlearn it.
Yeah. It's like there was one birthday, my ex took me out. but we went to his family's house before that, before we went out. And his mom was cooking. And I was like, I have to eat. But we were literally going to a restaurant. So we went to a restaurant now. We didn't even enjoy the food because we were stuffed. Literally two meals. And the first meal, it's not even like I decided, oh, let me have a small bowl. I had a proper plate. It's like, why? Why do I do that to myself?
I don't know.
But I definitely eat, even my portion sizes, I would say I eat like what a man would eat. I eat a lot of food.
I've
always been that way. Even when I was a child, like sometimes I'd be eating more than my mom.
Wait, why?
I was having Big Macs when I was five.
Wait, hold on. Wait, firstly. Why were you allowed a Big Mac at five?
I was thinking the same thing because Kai is still on chicken mayos. I know. I don't know.
I think
I had it before. And imagine, I was that small, my mouth couldn't hold the whole thing. So I used to split it in half. That's how I used to eat the Big Macs.
You're lucky. I remember I used to ask my mom, I was like, listen, I'm a big woman now. Give me the Big Mac. She's like, just looked at me like, what the fuck is she on? Get your Happy Meal. I honestly think Happy Meal was £1 at one point.
Yeah, it was dirt cheap.
It was £1.
Yeah, £1, like £1.20.
Because I used to remember when I used to go out with my friends, get a Happy Meal and also get a McFlurry. So that was £2.
Yeah, we were enjoying.
But now, I honestly think that Happy Meals are £2.49.
They are.
Are they?
Yeah, they're like £2.60 in some McDonald's.
You might as well get a Big Mac. Actually, wait, because Big Mac must be like £5 now.
Yeah, it's like £4.60 just for the burger alone.
Jesus.
Mm.
I wouldn't mind a Big Mac, actually.
I know. Talking about Big Mac is making me want it now.
And I'll be happy.
I don't know at what point I changed, but now I love pickles and burgers. Love it. Love it. Yeah, like my mum has so many stories about how I used to eat as a child. Like she said, there was a time, like I literally had like a full plate of, I don't remember if it was bangers and mash or like spaghetti bolognese or whatever. And I was eating at the time and I said to her, I said, can I have a peanut butter sandwich afterwards? And she was like, this girl is insane. But she was like, you know what? If you finish your food, you can have a peanut butter sandwich afterwards. I finished the whole thing and I had the peanut butter sandwich afterwards.
Wait, why?
I really loved the taste of a peanut butter sandwich. So I was like, even though I'm enjoying this meal right now, what I really want is a peanut butter sandwich.
Do you know what helped me? Obviously, this is when you know.
Yeah.
But do you know what helps me when I used to have those thoughts of, there's something. I think it'll be different when I move out.
Yeah.
But what used to help me is the food's not going anywhere.
Mm.
Especially peanut butter and bread.
Yeah.
Those are staples in your house. It's different if it's a cupcake because, especially in my house, that cupcake is this. Tanishi Castles.
It's on his last legs.
You better eat it right there, right now. Because if you go and nap, that's gone. And that's on you. But I feel like it'll be easier when I move up because I'm like, okay, I don't want all this muffin. But if I come back, it's going to be there. But I just feel like sometimes, with me right now, I'm just kind of like, it's going to be there.
Yeah, I can
have it later. Like it's not running anywhere. But I think with me also, I think my relationship with food used to be very emotive. Sometimes it can be. Like yesterday night it was definitely emotive.
Oh, really?
Me and the food were crying together. Tortilla. I had quesadillas.
From actual tortilla.
Yeah.
I haven't had it in ages.
I missed
that place.
But I actually felt a bit sick after everything that I ate. That is the feeling I hate. I hate that feeling when I'm like, I feel sick. Like, why did I eat all this stuff?
Yeah.
So I had quesadillas, I had nacho chips, and then my brother asked me to get him stuff from Taco Bell. And then I bought myself some churros from Taco Bell.
You got churros?
Yeah. They weren't nice.
They do churros.
They weren't nice.
Oh.
It's better to get it from like the proper Mexican, like Spanish places rather than fast.
Why do we struggle with churros in this country? I understand, like, we don't have, like, as many Mexican restaurants as, you know, America does. But it's so hard to find a good churro.
I know. Have you had it from...
Love churros. No. What is that place in we actually went there once with Icky and Niv. It's like a Mexican place. They've got one in North Greenwich.
I feel like I know what you're talking about. What, Las Iguanas?
It's like Las Iguanas.
There's Las Iguanas and there's one more. Chiquito?
Chiquito.
Have we been, did we go to Chiquito?
Yeah, we went to the one near Nibs, like near Stamford. Not Stamford, sorry, the airport place.
I don't know if we did.
I swear, because that's the first time I went there. It was with you lot.
See, I don't remember. Usually, yeah, I remember where we went by what we ate. I don't remember eating Mexican. Were they good? The churros there?
Oh, it's amazing.
Really?
It's so nice, yeah.
Okay, right, I have
so,
to.
So, so nice.
And in Roman Road in East London, they used to do, like, they used to make the churros fresh. It was before I knew what churros
nice.
Was. And I used to get every weekend when my mum used to take me to the market. And the man still survives today.
Wow.
I don't know how. I know he still goes there. I haven't been Roman Road in ages, but he does the filled ones.
Ooh.
So they're soft on the inside, crispy on the outside, and it's filled with, you can choose caramel, chocolate.
Mm.
Honestly, the best churros ever.
That is nice.
Ever.
That is nice. Oh, sorry, I didn't say what else I ate yesterday. I had a lot of chocolate yesterday.
Okay.
Like a lot. I think that's probably what made me feel sick. Yeah, that was emotive eating.
Yeah.
That was definitely, like, I was like, I hate this week. This week was shit. So many annoying things happen. And I feel nervous about things. So just emotionally ate. But sometimes I think it's okay if you have those days. And you shouldn't punish yourself. But I do think if you're doing that on a constant thing, you have to look into it because you're not being fair to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you're not being fair to yourself.
I was very much guilty of emotive eating. Like, I would eat when I'm sad. I would eat when I'm happy. I would eat when I'm celebrating. It was like any excuse to eat, I was eating.
Mm.
And you know, that's not a problem, but I wasn't eating healthy.
Yeah.
That was what the issue was. It's like I was just, oh, let me get cake and custard because it would make me feel good.
Mm.
And it's like, you're having that every day. And then you're feeling guilty after you have it every
exactly
day.
And that guilt feeling is not worth it, really.
Yeah.
And also, it's like sometimes when you have these things every day, when does it become a treat? This is an everyday food now.
Exactly. So then you have to, you know, increase the levels.
The treats level.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are you having as a treat? You're having what's his name? What's it? Colin the cake, caterpillar cake as your treat.
It's actually so
it's
true.
It's so true.
Oh gosh.
But yeah, you just have to emotive stuff. I think sometimes you have to find other outlets.
Yeah, definitely.
So like, if you thought motive is like, let me just go bang gym.
Yeah.
Or let me just, I was going to say, let me drink. Even that's bad. I was doing that yesterday as well. That's I was drinking yesterday. I was having, but I made sure I didn't buy a lot. I bought two small bottles of the white Zinfandel.
Okay, yeah.
That tasted like garbage.
I know. Once you treat yourself to the pink Moscato,
you can't go back.
There's no going back after that.
I was going to get a cider, but sometimes cider makes you feel a bit gassy.
Yeah, it's too much bubbles.
Yeah. But it is nice. I think I've decided now my favourite cider.
Record League.
I do like theirs.
I think they do the best cider. And if you really want to be, you know, up there and classy and bougie, get the Record League botanicals range.
Mm.
And they do like
a
basil and lime. Or peach and something. And it's so good. So good. Rhubarb and ginger, I think. So good. The botanicals range.
I like the Copperberg cider in strawberry.
The strawberry and lime.
Yeah. The mixed fruits one. No, thanks. No.
What about the passion fruit one?
I've never had that.
That one's not bad. If you like passion fruit, then you'll love it. But it depends.
So what's the one that my colleagues brought me on? I think it had ginger. If you want me to ginger to something, kokoro. I still don't know what he's saying. Because he says kokoro.
Yeah.
Key.
It was Esther that told us that he says, I'll eat you like jollof. That's what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Esther.
Yeah, shout out to her.
I don't know what the drink they brought me in on. It was like an apple cider. But it had like, let me Google.
There's Balmer's. There's
They also did pineapple.
pineapple cider. Hold on, let me search it. Pineapple. Because that sounds fancy.
Oh, I found it. It's called the Oldmont beer.
Okay.
Oldmont cider, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I've found it now.
And they had, yeah, they did the pineapple and raspberry one. But the ones my colleagues were banging out when we were, my old colleague, this is in the past, ooh, no future employers, please. We used to bang out the, oh my God, you are right about the Recorder Lig. I had that one before.
Yeah, Recorder Lig is definitely,
yeah, it's up there. It is. But they never have it at my local. Yeah, I'm trying to find the Old Mount. I don't know which one it was. Okay. So basically, what I'm trying to say is my bag is fruit cider. I don't do it. I've never had a normal cider. Yeah. What is a normal cider like?
It tastes a bit like apple and not much else.
Okay, maybe I should try it.
It's not bad. You know, like if you like cider, you're not going to say this is trash. Yeah. But if you're used to having fruit ciders as well, you might think, oh, it's a bit underwhelming.
Kiwi and lime.
Oh.
The old man's cider.
Yeah. That one's nice.
We were banging that in our mugs.
In your mugs?
When I told you.
What, during the work?
We were sad. We were very sad. Work was very sad. We were all going, that work was very hard. And we were all going through it collectively.
Bloody hell.
When I told you the whole office was drinking. Yeah. We used to go around the office, we used to go around each other's tables and say, do you want some tea? And wink.
No. Yeah. What?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, no. It's because we were really sad. I'm telling you, we were going through a lot.
Wow. Hmm. On that note.
Just like, where did they do that at?
Yeah, where did they do that at? On that note, shall we get into Black Excellence of the Week?
My Black Excellence this week is Issa Rae, who will be voicing Spider-Woman into the Spider-Man, Spider-Verse. Basically, the Black Spider-Man.
Number two?
Yeah, there's a Black
Spider-Man. Oh, yeah. I love that film.
Me too. It's cute, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely love it. Another thing, Kaya made me watch a film with her the other day called Dog on Trouble or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is definitely a nigger dog. And then when I looked at who the character is, it was Big Sean. Of all people.
Oh my God. Dog on Trial?
Dog on Trouble or something like that.
Is it a TV show?
It's a film on Netflix.
Dog on Trouble?
Yeah.
What on earth is this? Oh, I've seen people talk about this.
It's actually all right. Kaya picked some good films. I'm like, wow. All
right.
I'm actually impressed.
I love that.
No, honestly, it's a sweet film. Mm. Like, I think you would actually feel like, oh, it's all right. A light watch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, it's Big Sean. That's so random. He's a very good voice actor.
Oh.
No, honestly. Because I thought, this voice sounds familiar, but I just
had no
idea. But
I feel like Nicki Minaj would be a great voice actor.
Yeah, she has to be. Mm. She's been putting in work with all those different people. Mine is Fecky the Rapper.
Yes.
Who has launched a laptop library, which allows children to borrow a laptop for free. Mm-hmm. And it provides mobile internet access as well as training.
Mm. I love it. When I saw that, I was like, I want to do this. Mm. I can do it now. Because even myself, getting my own laptop was in trouble. It was hard. I was hoping to win the Molly May competition to get my own laptop, but I didn't. But I was like, if I ever get money like that, I would love to do that.
Do something like that. Yeah.
I started doing the calculations of how much I'd need. I think I need about 10 grand. Because I could get...
Which is doable. You could definitely get funding to do something like that.
Because I could get refurbished laptops. Or I could just get brand new ones. But I love the fact that it's a cafe.
Yeah.
Like people can come in there, work, get their stuff done. Like,
yeah.
I really, really love that idea. Really love that idea. Because especially in my town, even in my area in Forrock, there's not much places that young people can work.
Mm.
Even if you do work, if there's laptop computers, it's only for an hour.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And there's booths, but you have to bring your own laptop. And it's not everybody have.
Mm.
What's the statistic that was in the news the other day? Something like 80% of kids don't have laptops at home or something like that.
Really?
Something along those lines.
Wow.
It's expensive.
And you know, those kind of things, you do take it for granted.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Crazy. But yeah, shout out to Fecky and his team for, you know, doing something amazing for the community. Amazing.
But it just made me sad, like, why does a rapper have to...
I know.
To do that.
I know.
Why can't the politicians...
The government.
What are you politicking?
What are they doing? What's going on in that area of London?
And you know what? These people, they probably have the mind frame of, we're not going to do this because they're probably going to steal the laptops anyways.
Mm.
But we're going to take it. How are we going to manage it?
Yeah.
But now there's someone who's done it. It just pisses me off.
But I think that's the issue when we have a government of people that think you can work your way out of poverty. That is literally the mindset of that party. In my opinion, they haven't shown me anything different.
The thing is, how can you work your way out of poverty if...
Literally, the odds are against you.
I saw this TikTok the other day. This woman was saying that she was working class and she was saying that her landlord of 7 years kicked her out because he was, he's selling.
Yeah.
So she has to live in a hostel and she has 3 kids. One of them can't even live with her right now because she's studying and she needs a quiet place because the hostel's loud. And people are like, oh, why is your nails done? Why is your nails done then?
What the hell?
She was like, firstly, in another video, she was like, firstly, my nails are done because I work in a nail shop and we trade things. Someone might
get... Obviously, you do each other's nails and stuff. Exactly.
So I don't have to explain that to you.
Yeah.
And what's nails? £30.
Yeah. How does that £30
help? In rent.
Yeah.
Also, I just feel like I don't know, it's just like, so even as much as she will work, she may find herself in situations like this in a hostel because...
Oh, absolutely.
Obviously, she's been working hard. Like she's single mom with all her kids, and she was renting before.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And still, it's not enough for the government to be like, "Oh, we'll find you a council place, ASAP, or another place." They put her in.
And do you know what people don't realize? Like how much this society is geared towards being in a relationship.
110%.
Like, literally, if you are a single parent and you want your children to go into childcare, you have to literally pick between working and having your child in childcare.
I was going
to
ask you this. And this is going to sound quite naive. On the rules, how do people afford it? Because I saw the numbers.
Yeah.
And I saw like £3,000. But I was like, if somebody's making 2.5 a month. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How?
Okay. So what the government provides is something called child... No, it's called working tax credits. So based on your salary, the government will say, okay, we're going to provide you some help towards your childcare. And to be honest, I don't remember how much it works out to, how much the assistance is. But I remember when I was in uni, I think Kaya was going to nursery 5 days a week. And her nursery was one of the cheapest in the areas. And they were charging me £35 a day to have her. It went up to £38 a day. And once they're two, so that is before they're even two.
Mm-hmm.
Once they're two, so between the ages of 2 and 4, I don't know if it's 2 and 5 now, but the government pays for 15 hours of childcare a week, which might equate to about 2 days. And then you have to fork out for the rest and they might give you a small percentage. However, this is where the issue comes in. If you earn over, I think at the time it was £32,000 a year.
This country.
If you earn over £32,000 a year, they are not going to help you with your childcare. It's probably gone up now, but definitely I remember at the time it was £32,000 a year. They would not give you any assistance with your childcare. So that's why I'm saying this, that this society is geared towards you being in a relationship where both of you are working, because that's the only way it's going to work. You can't.
But even if you're both working, though.
It's still a lot of money.
£3,000 a month.
Yes.
For your big head to be in nursery.
And imagine having more than one child under 5. It's impossible. That's why people that have parents that are, retired and can help them, they're very, very fortunate and lucky.
I'm thinking, even if my brother wants a part-time job, maybe I can pay him small to look after the youth.
But the issue with that is that if you want to get assistance with childcare, they have to be a registered Ofsted provider. So that's why... you can't use your brother unless he registers himself with Ofsted.
How would they know if I'm leaving my brother?
No, basically, I'm trying to say you can pay your brother some money, but I'm saying the government won't help you because your brother's not a registered Ofsted provider. That's all. So you're not going to get any help.
Okay, don't help me. I'll leave it with my brother. I know my parents will at least do that for free.
Yeah. No, it's definitely.
What
definitely
the hell?
Hard. So I can imagine as a single parent with three kids, like what the hell is she supposed to do?
I'm so sorry, but my child better be coming out fluent in Spanish and French when you're going, and Yoruba, if you're going to
honestly,
school.
Kaya's nursery, I thank God for them because they were amazing. They were,
bloody hell.
They were, the reason why they were the cheapest is because they were subsidized by a church. So there was a church attached. So Kaya used to come home singing gospel, stuff like that. It was so cute. She used to eat jollof and fish on Fridays. Like they were really enjoying. And she was genuinely loved there. Like I could tell she was in safe hands when she was there. So yeah, if I had another child, I'd love to send him back to that nursery. But yeah, it is definitely.
You must have been happy when she started school.
Oh, over the moon. I was really like, I'm going to save this amount of money.
Wow.
Yeah, I was paying about £610 a month. It was something like that. I remember £600 a month. That haunts me.
But do you reckon there's more benefits in putting them in nursery because they get to engage with other kids?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was kind of like I had to because I was going back to uni. Even the way... It was very sad the way I had to stop breastfeeding. I was like, literally, sorry, Kaya. Today was your last day because I'm starting uni again on Monday. So yeah, it was definitely a need. And I also did see the benefits, you know, like she's going to be socializing with other kids. She's going to learn how to talk quicker.
Does that make them talk quicker?
Yeah, because they're around... lots of adults having conversations and everything. So
the nursery teachers are not going Google Gaga to them?
No. Okay. I mean, some of them probably do, but...
I'll tell them, quit that behavior. Well, Google Gaga. I'm paying £3,000 and you're saying Google Gaga.
The only thing with nurseries is that your child gets sick literally all the time.
Yeah. My friend was saying that she sent her son has the most beautiful head of hair.
Yeah.
She said she made him look sharp. Tell me why she said she picked him up, there's glitter in his hair. And she braided it.
No.
So you're just thinking to yourself, after I've made you look your best and you're starting on loose holes, you've put glitter inside your hair. And now if I take you back tomorrow, they're going to say I'm not looking after you.
Sometimes I used to take Kaya to school, to nursery. She'd come back with her hair done. I'm like,
your hair?
So you're really telling me that I wasn't doing a good job. Okay.
Who did your hair? Who did her hair?
One of the teachers. I'm like, okay.
No.
I'm like, that's nice. Like, they'll put little rubber bands.
We're a boutique or what's it? Hair salon.
But you know, like, it's kind of nice, isn't it? Because you're like, oh, you really are looking after my child. But it's also like, what are you trying to say? What are you trying to get into?
That's a warning. Yeah. They're like, fix up, Jazz. That's expensive.
It's very expensive. Very expensive.
That's why sometimes I think when I'm older, like, you know, when you hear people don't like their parents and
keep them on your good side, man.
But like, let's say you raise a child, you spent all this money and you still don't like each other. That's mad.
Yeah. Yep. Like, some people are spending literally 11-12k a year just on childcare alone.
Just, I think that's not
their kids.
Not a big fear, but it's like a micro fear of mine that my child's gonna grow up and not like me. And I'm just gonna be
why
like,
why do you think that?
Because I don't know. Like, I'm chill. I'm hella
your
chill.
Your child is going to adore you.
I hope so.
Literally, they will look you in your eyes and think you are the most amazing person.
Oh, I hope
that,
so.
That is what your
but
child
what if they grow up and they're like, nah, man, she was shit. We were poor as fuck. Like, she used to subsidize our food. Like, she weren't even about it, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, because you know some people, they really turn on their, like, they... So, the reason why I think this is because... It's like, I'm really going to be looking after you. Like, turn into a decent human.
I think sometimes it's... The decisions you make is a turning point in a child's life. I think definitely, like, when you are bringing in another man, like, I've realized that is the cause of a lot of issues between children and their parents. Like, when they're with someone and the man is not good or they let the man treat them anyhow, stuff like that. All of that is very is scarring to a child.
Yeah, they pick
and
up on it.
Yeah, and it makes you, as a child, it can make you think like, you really chose this person over me.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is when things start to go wrong. Because that's when you start to feel like, raw, like my mom isn't like this. You know, like, I don't know, obviously, you know, your parents are human, but you don't see their flaws until you're older.
I had a conversation with someone close to me and in a nutshell, they were like, my mom's a pick me.
Yeah.
Like, my mom picked a man over me, basically. Yeah. Like, said it bluntly and I was like, then I looked at the situation at hand and I was like, right, she did. And when I look at a lot of situations, I'm like, a lot of our moms are.
Yeah. Yeah.
But some...
There's a lot to it. Obviously, you know, that it's like there's so
much... It's a societal thing as well.
Yeah, there's so much more to it than just that. But yeah, literally.
Alrighty, lads. We are out of here.
Catch us at Black Girls Living or on Twitter and Instagram. My account is jazz_bw.
You can catch me on Vic Sanusi on the Instagrams and Victoria Sanusi on Twitter. Love Island's coming on the 28th. June.
No.
I'm so happy. So I can actually start tweeting again because I don't really tweet that much. And we're on TikTok. We're on TikTok. And also you can give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app and Acast app. Have a blessed week. Take it easy. All the best.
Bye.